I'm John, he's Matt, also Andrew. Music sucks, here we go.
Mom's nose.
Fucking goddamn it. Like, what?
I started recording like a minute or like a second before.
Oh, you're a piece of shit. Right, that's cool. What you are. God damn it.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I can edit.
You said
it.
One, so I just hit
what,
it.
You
no,
said,
I can edit
you said
it.
The number three, so I decided to press the button.
Did you?
So, hey, keep that in mind when editing.
Yeah, I should probably put this. Like, I just right stop now. Holding this and situate it on something instead of. I got a new mic. I think I sound sexier.
I'm gonna fucking have a headache looking at this thing later. All right, welcome to the podcast.
Hey guys.
Welcome to the podcast.
The port.
Welcome to
20.
Welcome to the what was the bombcast called? The Deuce Dizzy.
Deuce Dizzy. Yeah.
I thought
like,
I liked
they had
the
infinitely better
oh, wait,
names.
One second, it might be in stereo.
What was the other one?
Don't worry about it.
Never mind. I'm supposed to keep it Omni. All right. What?
I liked the 12-2000. I was pretty proud of that one.
The 12-2000.
Yeah.
Are we thinking about different ways, like, different, like, names for 2012?
Yeah.
Oh. I say 2012 and people, like, get pissed at me. Because they're like, it's 2012. Like, everyone just screams at me when I say 2012.
Well, it wasn't 1997.
Well, yeah, but I'm not. Shut up. You know, whatever. I don't wear leotards.
Today on the podcast, shut up.
Today on the podcast, everyone just shuts the hell up. Because Matt's right. All the time. That's always right.
QuakerCast, let's do this. Do you want to just get right into the album thing?
Word.
So,
well, should we talk about 2012, or should we talk about what are we up to right now first? Or
what
do
are
do
we
that
up
after?
To right now? I mean, me and John are actually kind of up to the same thing.
Yeah, we're. I think we're all recording right now, or at least
is
writing.
Is Andrew doing stuff
things.
Too?
Oh, I'm writing.
Yeah, Andrew's doing
writing.
Stuff. Okay. There's mad music making happening here.
We're
all gonna die in 2012.
By the time
not
you...
because of any apocalypse, but because we're all gonna.
Well, I'm like, for me, I'm graduating soon. I think I've been writing this album for like ever, and I kind of want to just finish it before I leave. That's like the big thing for me. I just want to get it done before I get the fuck out of here. So, might as well do it now.
Right.
I'm collaborating with my guitarist.
You have a guitarist,
Fred Seymour.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Shout out! He's gonna be listening to this anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who Fred Seymour.
Yeah, we're working on stuff.
All right, cool. Maybe it'll be good.
Or will
maybe.
It?
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
We'll find out. By the time you guys hear this podcast, my record will have been out for a week.
How long is it gonna take you to edit this podcast?
No, I'm putting the record out. Okay, so date is January 19th. I'm putting the record out January 25th, and that's the only thing we're putting on the site that week. And then on the 31st, the podcast goes up. And then on the 1st, we're starting the album club, which I... Do you want to talk about now?
Yeah, let's talk about the album club thing, because you brought that up.
Yes, let's talk about the album club.
All right, so album club, I had an idea. What if there was an album club? And then I went on to Facebook and said, should there be an album club? And I also asked a couple friends of mine, and yes, there's going to be an album club. Yeah.
Five people agreed.
No, dude, we got 10.
We got, oh, plus
we
the other people?
Yeah, plus
10
the other people.
I was just looking
about
at the Fowler. I was just looking at the Fowler fan club,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. He,
well, it's like two of my friends, five people from Fowler, and the three of us.
Okay, cool.
I guess we should ask Metal Dan. Oh, we have Metal Dan. That's a development. Anyways.
Did he actually write something? Apparently he wrote something?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, he wrote a review.
He wrote an Alcest review.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'll check that out at some point. Again, deep in the middle of recording times right now. We're actually recording this at 1:00 at night because I think I'm going to blow out my voice tomorrow.
It's one.
So that'll be
it's 1:30 in the morning for me on a Thursday, or technically
Friday. Yeah, but
Friday.
You live on the East Coast, so whatever.
I have to get up in the morning to make sure I have 12 units
of what
for school, so I can be a full-time student.
Oh yeah, I have to.
Or else you don't get health insurance.
Or else I yeah.
It's awesome.
Wait, what?
California is awesome.
Oh. Yep, it's it costs get
well. At least
way,
you're getting health insurance.
Way crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's because thanks parents.
Yeah.
I get it because I am a freeloading Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get off.
Why don't you come pay for your health care?
How's that doing, kids?
You know,
it's pretty great, actually. Thank you very much.
And then I saw that Pitchfork was like, oh, we'd be affected, and now I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think out of the sole purpose of Pitchfork falling apart.
Then we wouldn't get to see Pitchfork TV, which has some pretty damn good live sessions on there.
Yeah, then I could go to record stores and local venues.
I don't get those here, so. Yeah. Our local
We in Sacramento, that's tough to find. I have to drive 3 hours for me to find anything
great. Oh, you have to drive 3 hours for you. I have to fly.
No, I'm just saying. It's accessible. I'm not complaining.
I have to go into the sky.
Yeah.
I have to be with the birds, goddammit.
Yeah.
So, bird concerts.
Birds. We're playing for birds. No, what? What the fuck are you even talking about?
I don't know. Sky concerts? I think we should ask Matt that.
So, here's how the album club is going to work. I've put the names into a hat, and by hat, I mean a randomizer.
He means hat.
And then, I do mean a hat. I actually wrote them out. Cut them up.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm about to blow your fucking mind.
Okay.
Do you want to know the secret to cutting coupons?
Oh, what is it?
I'm so old that I know this.
Tell me.
Alright, so you fold along the creases of the coupons.
Yeah, I'm listening.
And then you lick the crease.
Excuse me?
You fold the coupon on the piece of paper, and then you lick the crease.
I believe I heard you.
Say that again. Say that again.
Say it. I want you to say it slower.
Say it slower.
Oh, guys.
Can you be tweaking?
You need to.
Yeah, slower, though.
Hi.
I like that cadence.
What's this about?
Twist your nipples while you're doing it, though.
Keep going.
I have like a half chub going right now. So this is pretty good. I'm not fully erect, but, so you got to keep going.
I can't.
It's not a huge bothersome right now. It's not enough that the jeans get tight. But
I'm not even wearing jeans. I'm not wearing pants.
I could go to jail for this, fucking dumbasses.
Hey, I'm 18.
No, you can't.
It's okay.
Oh, cool.
I'm an adult.
None of us are minors.
No, I'm just creepy.
You're just creepy. You talk to children on the internet.
Dude, okay, check this out. I didn't know Colton was 17, all right?
Yeah, no, he was always a year younger than me. I thought he was 2 years younger than me, actually.
Yeah. So, I'm telling the classic Colton David stories to a friend of mine. I won't repeat them on air because if they come up in the nature of the show, that'll be worth listening to, but I don't want to just invoke them for no reason.
He fingered a Filipino's butthole. And not mine.
That's exactly one of them.
Not mine.
Wait.
It wasn't
hey,
mine.
Hey, you should be quiet about that.
It wasn't mine. She doesn't listen to this.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, damn it.
Crystalline, whatever your name is.
Oh my god.
Crystalis.
I don't know what her name is. Sounds like some kind of meth thing.
Christopher Walken. Anyways.
Anyway.
Yes. Let's just call her Christopher Walken.
He fingered Christopher Walken. Found a watch.
As one is prone to do when seen in Christopher Walken's anal cavities.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Ow. It was my ass. Yo, daddy wanted me to give it to you. And I gave it to you hard, Colton. Ow. It was very crusty. Ow.
So Colton's 17, right?
So you were telling your friend.
I can't breathe. Oh, my God. All right.
Miss me?
Told the stories. Yeah, dude. Don't ever leave.
Okay.
Don't ever leave. All right, so telling the stories, and I get to the end of the triumph, Who's Colton David? And...
Oh, no.
She asked, wow, how old is this guy? I was like, I don't know. Oh, no, I don't know. I have no idea. Well, he was 18 when I was 21, so...
He wasn't, though.
And then I asked him, and he's like, I'm 17. He's like, oh, no, I'm old. I'm so
Colton,
old.
You know what?
You should have just asked me.
Yeah, you could just text it.
Just so you didn't have to have that conversation about,
Or think about this. Count how many years we've all known each other.
Oh, God,
over the
dude.
Internet.
Oh, my Jesus
I met
Christ,
you guys
dude.
When I was 14. I was just starting high school.
Yeah, Ben and I, since we've now said this on the air, I guess there's no point in that. Ben and I were planning on on the fifth year of acknowledging that the chat room existed, inviting you guys all to a Facebook group that was like, we've known each other for 5 years and we can't stop.
Yeah.
So.
Because even though, yeah. like, oh even though God. We're still, like.
We've known each other since, what, since, like, 2008?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Damn.
And then even though we're still, like, me and Andrew are, like, doing real life things, we're still kind of sucked back into this anyway, so.
Oh, I'm not. Okay, I see.
Well, you're still in college, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
So you haven't graduated.
Wait, what are you doing this semester?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
I have to.
I didn't know. I didn't know of plans.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So the album. The album club.
Yeah, album club. So,
name, hat, one a week. Order will be selected at random. Mm. Like, who's up for it. Please listen to the album within the week. Find it however you need to. There's a lot of free sources out there.
We'll try.
Please don't listen to it on YouTube.
Why not?
Because it's
all the same quality. It's all the same shit. All
right. Well, if you have to listen to it on YouTube, if it comes to an absolute emergency, I have a Ustream account, and I've figured out that I can run burned CDs through my PlayStation, and I have a USB capture card. So really. If it absolutely has to come to that, we could do that.
That sounds hella more ghetto.
It does. It's like, well, how can I stream anything? It's like, well, it sees the capture card as a fucking webcam, so I guess we could do that. So, good.
So,
great.
We're gonna, fill me in on this, I don't know what we're doing, actually. Are we recording something, or are we just talking?
No. Yeah, we'll like, put it on, it'll be like a Facebook group.
Okay.
It's like a non.
You know how we have the fan club?
Yeah. We have another page.
Yeah, no, I've already changed the menu up there. It said fan club, now it says clubbing, and it's a drop down menu.
I noticed that today.
And
did you?
We'll put the album club in there.
Holy tits, you did.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I do shit on the site.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I thought about changing the don't talk to us about pavement thing, but that's going to stay for the time being. Yeah. Album club. And then I have an album out, and by the time you guys have heard this, maybe you listen to that.
I will. Yeah. I actually will.
Matt, what'd you think?
Of the album?
Yeah, what do you think of my album?
Okay, so I was really into the way that you would, grab a guitar pick and then use it to produce sound on guitars. I really like that part.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I really don't think you really needed to, do that thing you do with your thing. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a little cliche. I think a lot of people do that already.
Really?
It was a little low, like the whole lo-fi thing, like with the thing. And I heard it before.
Like, dude,
I mean,
look, man. I didn't know that all of those people were doing it through their nose.
Yeah, they were all,
like, I had no idea.
They were all doing it. Like, that's the only way to really
ow.
Do it through your nose.
Ow, it hurts.
Yeah. I mean, ow, it hurts. But overall, I'll give it 5 out of 12 stars.
All right, cool. That's good. All right. That's less than half, though.
the oh-so-popular 12 stars game.
You know.
It's like we've adopted a scoring scale exclusively for rating each other's records.
We're going to have a 12-star scale.
Yeah, no, we'll do a scale of 1 out of 100, and then we'll get on Metacritic with our own records and nothing else.
We should get a Metacritic.
No, like, we have to be of import, and they track our traffic.
Is our traffic, I wonder? I don't look at it. Is it bad? I guess it's bad.
No, it's not bad. It's less than good, but better than not.
So one person.
No, a couple dozen.
I noticed that.
Hey, we should talk about
it. Oh, yeah, okay, so, like, the other thing we're doing this year is that our podcasts are going to try to be monthly, and we're going to try and go back to doing, like, album-focused podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try to go back to doing podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, all of our podcasts have been about albums. I mean, we're kind of like... I guess, like, the Frotcast and stuff, where I think we end up talking about dicks a lot.
Yeah. I like how your microphone track cleared up when you said dicks.
Well, what do you mean? Is it not clear right now?
It was glitching. I hope to God that's a connection issue.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
I don't.
Right. You hope it's a thing in the recording? Oh.
All right. Well, thanks. Oh, Okay.
Oh, we didn't know that part. What do you mean, like, 7 minutes?
Yeah, what do you mean, like, talking about something that we can't convey to the listener? So the album we're going to do...
like 7 minutes.
So the album we're going to do this month is Cloud Nothing. It's Attack on Memory, sure. Which will also be out by the time this podcast is.
Yes.
That album's really good.
Is it really good? I don't know. I'm still kind of confused. Here's
what we should
it.
Say about that.
All right.
it's not a fantastic album, as it is a collection of songs based upon, I don't know, the general evolution of Dylan Baldy.
Mm.
He explores, like, weird forms of territory that I could probably have never expected him going into.
Yeah, like Wasted Days. Like
Separation. Wasted Days and screaming his ass off on in no sense.
And Separation did some really cool stuff with, I like that guitar riff he did. Yeah. It got a little kind of, I guess...
an instrumental track.
Yeah, and it got a little women-like at some points. Yeah. I really like that, and I was really surprised by that. Especially if you listen to Turning On, you're like, oh, wow, okay, you're being a little dissonant and creepy, and that's cool.
Right.
But... I felt like there were still a lot of tracks in that album that kind of didn't stick out much. They just kind of were there, and I felt...
It took me a little while. I didn't like Our Plan.
Really?
Until I listened to the lyrics.
Yeah. I can't...
That song's great.
I hum that song when I'm just, like, making breakfast. Like, that song is stuck in my head in a real bad way.
The one I don't... I think necessarily have as huge an affinity with is Fall In.
Really? Aww. I love that. That's my favorite track on
and,
the album.
And Cut You.
I feel
Cut You is kind
of
whatever.
Yeah, I feel like Fall In was the one of the songs that actually stuck out in my head, though, out of all the songs.
I just, like, it seems a little, I don't know, it's the point between
it might not be placed
the verses
in the best.
And the chorus, and the chorus is, like, clumsy sounding.
I liked it. I thought it was really kind of garage punk kind of, it seemed like it was, like, stuff I... admire, and this is kind of the music I write, and I was really into it. It was really cool. I like how clunky it was. And...
Yeah. Okay. I think its placement in the record is a little off, maybe.
After Wasted Days?
I would have changed a lot.
Yeah, I think it should have come before Wasted Days, like, right after No Future, No Past.
Yeah, No Future, No... Like, that's a weird... Can we talk about how weird that was for an album opening? Was that a little odd? It was a little kind of mopey than I thought
the choice...
it would be.
Here you go.
So, here's the theory I had. Is that he was working on one album, and that's why No Future, No Past, and No Separation are so different from the rest of the record.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, No Sentiment.
No Sentiment,
And then I think something changed, and he just started making that other record. I think it's probably within Wasted Days somewhere, but if I was going to guess, because that album goes on for a damn while, and it is tonally... It has more in common with No Future, No Past, and No Sentiment than the rest of the record does.
Mm.
But... I imagine, like, he got... Well, for a guy who writes a lot of really brief songs, I imagine writing a coherent, interesting 8-minute song was kind of a rush. And then he just fell back into doing more traditional pop-punk stuff, which is fine. Like, it stands out as the better part of that record.
The pop-punk
stuff? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But Stay Useless, I think we could say like, that's one of his best pop songs.
Yeah, that was really good.
That chorus, once I, like, could, like... dissonantly not hear like my new headphones are really good, so I can hear vocal tracks nicely.
Right.
And I was like hearing the lyrics, and I was just like, that is probably like he's known for like catchy repetitive choruses, but that is by far one of his best.
Right.
Yeah, I thought
because it works. Like, there's like a huge shift in what happens in between like the chorus, like sonically.
Right.
Not just the vocals.
I like when he kind of traveled back into the pop punk stuff, but I noticed that for like I listened to Turning On a lot after John turned me onto it. I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to kill myself after this. But all right. God damn it. But I listened to Turning On a lot, and I felt like all those, even though they were all similar in their pop punk style, they all were notable. And I just felt like a lot of these songs this time bled together too much, and that like I can point to Fall In, and I can point to stuff like maybe Stay Useless, but then there's a lot of those songs where they feel like they're kind of hitting the same notes, and they just don't really stand out to me, and that's why I feel like it kind of fell apart, like nothing really kind of pulled me in, like Fall In. That's the thing after Fall when I listened to Fall In, I was like, oh. Okay, yeah, I'm really into this now. I know what I had to expect, and then it got just kind of formulaic, I felt.
Yeah. See, here's... I imagine you can chalk that up to the change in production.
Mm.
Because Turning On and Leave You Forever were both made just with, like, field recording and home recording. And then this one has been engineered in Steve Albini's crazy studio.
Mm.
So I imagine, like, that change in production quality and the subtle contributions of Steve Albini's ear in...
Very subtle. Yeah.
Well, that's the way he prefers to do stuff.
I mean, yeah. But
which is admirable.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah, very stripped down, very raw, but very kind of samey. And I didn't mind it, because I still think that Baldi has an interesting way of going about chord construction and its relevance to pop music. And I was still having, like, really an edifying experience just from how simple everything was, how non-flashy it all was, how kind of understated the instrumentation was, but it was still intricate enough that that showed through instead of the crazed production from Turning On. I don't know which I'd rather see again, though, you know?
I feel like in some ways I want to see more of what Turning On did, but then they're like, the thing is, the problem I have with a lot of these songs is that I don't enjoy a lot of the songs the full way through. I enjoy, like, little small bit, like, the second track, the 8-minute one, Wasted Days, I really like the opening riff. I thought, like, the first, like, 30 seconds of that song is really cool. Like, that riff sounds really nice.
I imagine
and then it falls off by 1-minute mark and then 2-minute mark. But then it picks back up for me at certain parts. Like, I feel like there's a lot of songs where, like, I only really, like, Fall In for the chorus part that Andrew doesn't like. And then I really like Stay Useless for its chorus, but I don't really like anything else, really. You know, and I find that I only like bits and pieces of songs instead of the whole thing.
I think we need to state, like, kind of like something that's important, that maybe, like, what gets me about that album is, like I think it was explained in some sort of interview I was reading. I think, I don't know, was it Pitchfork?
They did a album thing with him, like a post album. Okay.
Yeah. But I had already heard it at that point.
Yeah.
Like the idea of Attack on Memory as just the idea of all these, like, emulated styles kind of falling into an abyss of just
And avoiding the old.
So he tried to make a man.
That's where that's where our plans kind of fell in for me. Yeah.
So
God damn it! Just what I. I just all right. Well,
I guess we're wrapping up.
Are we?
I guess.
All right.
But Yeah, any last words about Attack on Memory? Because
it's good. You should listen to it.
It's good. It's very good. No. There's we need a thesis on this, because, like, the album, like, constructurally, constructively is
I think that one's
there were supposed to be corrections there, but there weren't. Okay. Right. The album as a whole is not
cohesive?
Really well cohesive. Yeah. God. I just like trying to place this to the point, but it's full of just super memorable songs.
Mm-hmm. That don't really go together. At least
for me, that don't go together.
All right, word.
Like, if maybe if it was transcribed into, like, an EP or something, that would have been great.
Yeah.
And I'm the crazy one where I don't think they're that memorable, so I don't know it's what I am.
Yeah, you're the dissenting voice, and we need that.
Yeah.
I just don't like, I think the intro and outro are poor ways to do it, especially if you're going to change it, at least, like, switch those around.
Mm. I just think the hooks need to be, I don't know, better.
Fair enough.
Good criticism.
All right. I mean, it's a new land for him.
All right. So that's been the first in a series of hopefully monthly podcasts. Next month, I would put money on it being about Sharon Van Etten. If I were you.
Yes, I've been hearing lots of listener buzz at home about this. So
I would put money on it being Sharon Van Etten.
Unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, there is that.
March is going to be about Mars Volta. No.
So. March is going to be the men.
March is going to be anything. Any given March.
Dude, the men. All right, we'll find out.
What if the Mars Volta is crazy? I looked at that track list.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the stuff they road tested at Coachella, and that was all hot. But, dude, the men. So, I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out.
See you then.
Oh, yeah.
All right, stop recording.
Ow.